Arg! Ahoy there, matey! Welcome aboard the world of boating.
Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
You're gonna need a bigger boat.
Brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
I was just looking into buying a boat of my own.
Call World of Boating toll-free now at 1-888-28-BOAT. That's 1-888-828-BOAT.
And welcome. This is the World of Boating. Greg, your first mate, Barry the boater, Mike the mariner, rounding out the crew as we attempt to navigate the latest boating news and information on this somewhat holiday weekend as we kick off into the Thanksgiving extended weekend, which is a great time to get out on your boat and celebrate with family and friends, and you know, make sure you're if you're behind the helm, you're the designated boater, but you might have some festive folks. Yeah, if they haven't, you know, overloaded on turkey and got the
stuffing
naps. Yeah, you just say that and I get tired. What is up with?
Well, forget tired. I'm already hungry.
Yes, pumpkin
pie. You know, I go to Cracker Barrel 1 week before Thanksgiving just to get prepared.
You do?
Yeah, really? On Thursday they have a turkey day.
On Thanksgiving Day.
No, on Thursdays, every Thursday at Cracker Barrel.
You they get, do?
Like,
oh, okay.
Yeah, turkey stuffing, all that whole thing.
So you just go there to kind of...
you know, you're building up towards it.
You got to lube your digestive system for...
I got to get them, for all the good stuff.
Uh-huh. Okay. Prepare your colon. Here it comes.
Oh, boy.
Okay. So, you know, hopefully you're making the best of it for the boating festivities. You know, this is the season when the boat parades start to kick into gear. I mean, I was just taking a glance for the Winterfest Boat Parade, which is scheduled for December 13th, I believe, if I remember correctly. Yep. And it's Yacht Rock of Ages. This is the largest Christmas boat parade pretty much in the world, I think. Definitely in the U.S., they say.
And well, definitely down here.
For sure. Well, I mean, definitely in the U.S.
Oh, good. It's on a Saturday. I was thinking Friday the 13th. No.
No. But the theme this year is Yacht Rock of Ages. So maybe they're going to have like a, you know, 80s rock vibe, Def Leppard thing going on.
Big hair?
Yeah. That would be fun.
Have you seen the rockers now?
What do you mean?
They have no hair.
I resemble that comment.
Yes. So, I mean.
And you are a rocker, right?
Yeah, I was a rocker back in the day.
That's right.
Lead screamer in a heavy metal band back in the 80s. So,
right.
Mike can relate. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, that could be fun. If you're in South Florida, that is obviously a very fun event. I was at it last year, and I'm making plans already to see if I can attend the festivities for 2025, but we'll see. But there's always some of those type of events going on across the country that you can plan accordingly and, you know, dress up your boat. Or maybe you just want to do it, you know, casually. You just want to be that one guy at the marina where you got some flashy Govee lights that are dancing to music or something. Are you doing any of that kind of stuff, Mike, at your marina or no?
Well, some people are. I might put some lights on my boat, but we have some friends of ours, neighbors, that, I mean, their boat is almost hitting the flash point because they have so many lights already.
Yes.
Really?
It becomes friendly neighborhood competition, you know?
Yeah. So, I mean, they put enough lights on their boat to almost melt the gel coat. I mean,
it's lovely.
I love that.
It looks awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, so when they turn on the lights, do just all the other lights in the marina dim a little?
The whole city dims.
Right.
Yeah. You have to walk down the dock with a fire extinguisher.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they got a sign put up there in front of the boat that just says, caution, staring at these lights too long may cause epileptic seizures, that kind of
or
thing.
Or blindness, one or the other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I mean, that's my goal. Whenever I go down that road, I used to do that at the house. But yeah, I see that happening more and more with boats around the world. And
you put up lights, really?
I used to. I don't do it anymore.
Oh, okay. I just can't believe you did any work around the house.
Oh yeah, real funny. Very funny, Barry. But no, I did it for probably 5 to 10 years in a row
for the kids. Okay.
Yeah. And then by the end of that run, I was like, this is terrible.
I'm sure that's the polite way of saying it.
Yeah. Oh, I was so angry because, you know, this light goes out, the whole strand goes out. I went through that whole period of my life and I'm like, the holidays are supposed to be fun and festive.
Nope.
You know, that starts happening. You're like, yeah, everybody comes around the neighborhood and they compliment you on all the lights, but you're out there constantly changing bulbs and why is this one going out now? You know,
they don't have those anymore. They have LEDs. It's all digital electronic. Yeah,
I'm just gonna get one of those projector things one day and hit a switch, and that'll be done. I'll be done with it.
You're gonna take from our scuba show. You're gonna take the wetsuit that you had as a scarecrow for Halloween,
yeah,
and you're gonna put a Santa Claus beard on it and a Santa suit and use it.
I haven't done that yet.
Yes.
But now that you mention it, Barry, that may be an idea to carry through the season. Yeah, I did look into that for Halloween. So, yeah, that might be a good plan. Stuff those wetsuits full of old dried leaves from the fall, and it looks like a dead corpse, and then just put a Santa hat on it, and you're good for Christmas. That's not a bad deal.
Talking about boat parades, I wonder how far north boat parades actually happen. What's the farthest north you can find? Because I was looking and I couldn't find any except in the state of Florida.
Oh, they have them all over. No, if you do a search or ask AI, there's boat parades, Christmas boat parades all over the country. You know,
really?
Oh, yeah. Boat clubs do it. I mean, they're all over the place. They literally are. I mean, but the big boys, I mean,
are the big. I would have thought it'd be too cold.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, obviously, as long as it's not frozen over, you know, and they got people, you know, in the water with their boat. But yeah, I mean, you got to have a waterway to work with. But as far as that's concerned,
Newport Beach Christmas Boat Parade in California. The Winterfest comes up number two in Fort Lauderdale.
Based on what? Oh, yeah, right.
I don't know if it's the biggest or not, but I think it is.
I remember California looking at that last year.
Has at least four big ones: Newport Beach, San Diego Bay, Huntington Harbor, and Marina Del Rey. Now, you notice it's California where it doesn't freeze.
Right. They got to have something to work with. They got to have some water to put their boats in.
Let's see, for Florida, we have Fort Lauderdale Boat Parade, Tampa Bay, St. Petersburg, Destin, which is strange because it's a small town. Key West, course.
Are you kidding
Destin?
Me? Yeah, that's a big area.
I thought it was
boating.
Little. Okay. No. Well, yeah, for boating, but I just thought it was a little area. Key West lighted. Now, other states.
Key Largo has one, too. I think they even have one down in Isla Mirada as well.
Alexandria, Virginia, Charleston, South Carolina. Lake Havasu in Arizona.
That's a big
Arizona.
They got them all over. Yeah. I mean, one of the cool things about Winterfest in Fort Lauderdale is if you do that on Saturday the 13th, usually they have a Sunday night one in Pompano, just up the road, and they tag team them. And usually the one down in the Keys, like in Key Largo or Isla Mirada, is the next day. So I've done that, but where I just kind of made it a weekend, you know.
Yeah,
Fort Lauderdale, and then pop down and do one in Key Largo, or go up a little bit north to Pompano and do that.
Well, that's the way the boat shows go. You know, we just had Flibs, and the next one up is the Palm Beach Boat Show.
Well, that's true, but when you got a big ass boat parade for Christmas, especially in Fort Lauderdale, and everybody takes all this time to dress up their boats and put on these fancy displays. They're like, we're going to do this just for one night. Let's do Pompano too. And then, they double it up.
And it's a nice ride on the Intracoastal.
It is. But Fort Lauderdale is definitely, is kind of the big one. They actually, I was on one of the boat parade boats last year. Remember, Barry?
You were on Jeff's boat, right?
Yeah, I was on one of the Grand Marshal boats.
You were on that one?
Yeah, okay. I was on one of those. There's several at the Winterfest Boat Parade, but it was kind of fun to have that perspective of being one of the lead boats and kind of cruising through the thing, getting all the cheers, kind of feeling like you're somebody. You're on the boat with Mr. Monopoly. He got all the glory.
Yes, I remember.
Yeah, and I just sat there and act like I was one of his minions. And I don't know, people dug it. It's what you do for the holidays, right? More coming up on the World of Boating.
You're listening to the World of Boating Radio Network.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.